Among the deals signed are the $1.4 billion and $98 million China's Export and Import Bank's concessional loan agreements for the expansion of Wangi Power Station and Tel-1's fiber optic project, respectively. The other deals were agreements for the construction of the National Pharmaceutical Warehouse, New Parliament, and donation of wildlife monitoring equipment. The other agreements cover cooperation in aviation, avoidance of double taxation, and prevention of fiscal evasion, while the other ones cover the agreement on a framework on investment cooperation, and the other covers technical and economic cooperation. Bitty told Studio 7, ordinary people must reject all these deals until their contents are made public and the contracts published. He adds, all these deals must be taken to Parliament for scrutiny.
What is also important is that these agreements don't prejudice Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe needs capital, but that capital must not come at a price. But I think what is key is that we demand that those agreements be tabled before Parliament as is required by our constitution, and then Zimbabwe should start the same.
He said previous Chinese deals signed between Harare and Beijing did not benefit Zimbabweans.
For instance, the Zimbabwean government contracted the Chinese to build the Zimbabwe Defense College for $100 million, but anyone who knows will tell you that that college shouldn't have cost us more than $30 million. The Zimbabwean government contracted Senior Hydro to put the two power generators at Kariba South. Zambia did it for less than $300 million. Zimbabwe is going to pay $500 million. That's not good enough.
Former Treasury Chief Economist Masimba Manyanya tells Studio 7, while Zimbabwe desperately needs money for infrastructure development, there is need for financial and economic governance structures that protect the integrity of national policy.
If you don't have a way in which you can track funds openly, and transparent, and to check with the principles of and values of transparency and accountability, then we are evidently headed for disaster. The very term of mega deal, when the bottom has got holes, is scary.
He said there's nothing wrong with Harare borrowing money from the Chinese as long as the money is used wisely. Economic commentator Masimba Kuchera says what's worrying about the Chinese deals is the lack of transparency. He said another major area of concern was that all these Chinese-funded projects were awarded to Chinese companies, adding, in most cases, they imported every material from China, brought their own engineers, and only hired ordinary laborers in Zimbabwe. Despite all these concerns, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa says the Chinese were playing a crucial role in reviving the country's economy, especially through power generation.
What we need is what to do in the immediate, and there are plans to secure emergency power supply through diesel power engine generators.
A representative of Sinohydro, a Chinese company that has been contracted for the Wangi project, Noel Gona, told the state-owned Herald newspaper recently that the project would start following President Xi's visit. He, however, said besides the Chinese loan funds, the Zimbabwean government would have to pay $300 million for the project. According to the Minister of Finance, there are more than 100 Chinese companies operating in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.